Welcome to The Toolbox with our hosts, Joe Mangi and
the Raven.
Buckle up and get ready. You're not going to want to miss a single second of this.
Thanks for tuning in to 97.7 WVFF. You're listening to The Toolbox. Today's episode is shaken, not stirred. We're talking about spy cars. Some don't even have steering wheels, apparently.
Oh my God.
I'm your host, Joe Mangi. I'm here with my other host, the Raven. But before we get into that, some automotive news. Mazda updated its emblem. I almost said turn signal. Mazda does have sick turn signals, by the way.
Are they sequentials?
No, they're not. But the bulb like gets brighter and dims.
It's like by itself?
Yeah, it's like a sequential bulb.
Seems a little annoying, because what if you like needed the bright light and then it like dimmed on its own?
That's what a turn signal does. That's what... But anywho, they've had turn signals.
I'm sick of you.
But they updated their logo. It's not like a cool chrome, like three-dimensional, like badge.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2D logo that's the same shape, but it's just one color and not cool anymore.
Maybe too many people were popping the badges off and stealing them.
I don't have any Mazda badges at the house.
I have that one really cool badge that we got from the junkyard.
Oh, yeah! Man, I've been craving to go to a junkyard. I was talking about junkyards the other day.
It's not old enough.
Yeah, they don't let infants in junkyards. Can you believe that?
It's so crazy.
But we're not talking about junkyards.
No.
Or infants.
No.
We're talking about spy cars.
Spy cars.
So what you got?
Well, I went with all James Bond cars because that is like epitome of the spy man. My first car, I went with a Bentley Mark IV from The Russian with Love. Sadly, there are no spy features that were typed anywhere. I don't know why. Like, just tell me what was on the
tell
car.
Tell me what's in what the spy car.
What could I possibly do with them besides just read about it? Anyways, the vehicle itself was made between 1952 and 1959. The car itself starred in the movie between the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah, that movie.
Yeah, that one. It came with a 4.5 liter engine that made about 150 horsepower. Known for its luxurious interior, high quality upholstery, wood trimming, and power windows and radio.
Dang!
Oh my god!
No, I almost said like powered radio.
The sarcastic surprise look.
Before powered radios, I had the thing you had to crank up.
You
with
still
the horn.
Have the thing that you have to crank up.
I mean,
join the modern century.
I think they need more stuff with cranks.
More levers, not wheels.
Yeah, get rid of buttons. We want levers, cranks, and other big metal things.
Let's see, what's the difference between a lever and a crank?
A crank go round and round, and a lever go...
Oh, up and down.
Yeah,
oh.
Or side to side. That's how the lever do it. Like, if you think of a spy car, you think of a silver DB5.
Yeah, like, even if you don't know what an Aston Martin is,
it's
like,
James it's... Bond's car.
Yeah, it's literally whatever spy car pops in your head, that's the Aston Martin, I'm telling you. It starred first in Goldfinger.
That movie served inspiration for Austin Powers' Goldmember.
Oh, really?
That's, you see the...
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know Austin Powers did his movie off of that. That's funny.
I don't know if the movie has the same plot line.
In the movie, though, the car had pop-out gun barrels that came out from behind the indicator lights.
That's so sick.
Like, oh my goodness, it was so cool. A bullet shield behind the rear window, ejector seats, like, oh my god, this car is just so cool. Smoke screens, oil slicks, retractable knives that popped out of the wheels. Like, this, it's again, it was so cool. And even armored plating, so, like, the outside of the car was bulletproof. And then the windows were bulletproof.
What more could you ask for?
Like, this was the coolest spy car!
Yeah!
Sadly, though, those weren't any of the regular features sold to the masses.
That's what they want you to say.
In reality, the car had a 4-liter engine that had about 282 horsepower. It was known for its luxury interiors. It had a top speed of 145, which isn't too crazy fast.
I mean, for back in the day?
Yeah, for back in the day, that was a quick car. It'd go from 0 to 60 in 8 seconds.
Yeah, that's like record-setting speed for... What year was that? It was like 60s, 50s.
No, I believe it's, like, after 70s.
Oh.
Yeah, because this is, if I'm going in order, yeah. But still, it was still a fast car, and it was, at the time.
Gorgeous car, too.
Yes, very gorgeous. Love it. Love an Aston Martin. All right, now it's your turn.
My turn? Okay, I got a sick spy car. And now it is kind of debatable if this is a spy car or not. But according to Google, it is.
Google said so, so it must be true.
The KITT, a.k.a. Knight Industries 2000, or more commonly known as Knight Rider.
Oh!
Yeah!
Yeah, that is a cool one.
The iconic, artificially intelligent, turbo-boosted Pontiac Trans Am from the classic 1980s TV series Knight Rider.
Wasn't that the one with Hasselhoff?
Driven by the Hoff himself.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I know him from. And singing on the Berlin Wall.
I know him from the SpongeBob movie.
That too. Those are the two roles I know David Hasselhoff
from. But I've seen the clips where he talks to the car and the car does things and it's so crazy cool. Doesn't he also have the cool suicide doors? Didn't he have that in the movie?
Wait, on the SpongeBob movie? Or
on the kit car.
All right, I'm going to be real. I've only watched like one episode of Knight Rider. It really wasn't on TV when I was a...
No, that's
when I was growing up in the late 90s. But yeah, David Hasselhoff, if you're listening, call us up. Let us know other things that make you famous. Because these are only two things we know about. But David Hasselhoff aside... Mm-hmm. I guess I'm just going to refer to it as the Knight Rider car.
Yeah.
Or Kit. Kit.
Kit.
Kit. Okay. So Kit is based on a 1982 Pontiac Trans Am. It features a customized body with a sleek black finish. It has that cool, the red scanner light that goes like side to side.
Didn't it do the first sequentials?
I know the sequentials in that show, like... I don't even think they were LED. Like, they're it's probably had like extra batteries to power that thing, you know?
Oh, God, yeah.
Pop up headlights, turbo boosted engine, whatever the heck that means, and a flame resistant coating.
Oh, it's fireproof.
It's fireproof. One of the most notable features of Kit is its advanced technology that includes artificial intelligence in the 80s. Kit's AI system allowed it to learn, reason, and interact with humans.
Yeah.
It has voice recognition. It could understand and respond to voice commands, which is crazy because there's a bunch of buttons in it. So I guess they were redundant.
No, the buttons launched his weapons. See, I've seen more of the show, so I know.
You're the expert.
I'm not an expert. I've only seen bits and pieces, but I have seen enough to remember everything.
You didn't even need to drive it. It had autonomous mode. Kit could drive itself using its advanced sensors and GPS.
Yeah, whenever he'd get into a jam, he'd call for Kit and she'd swing up.
Come over here.
Pretty much.
But on my way, Michael.
Pretty much.
Turbo boost. Kit's turbo boost allowed it to accelerate to incredible speeds up to 300 miles per hour and even jump over obstacles.
That's so cool. Come on, Elon Musk. If they were able to make this in the 80s, you could have at least done a better one.
I don't think it actually went 300.
It's still... If they had this amazing idea for this car back in
Make
the 80s,
happen.
Elon Musk, come on, go do your research.
The closest thing to it, they have a bootleg of it in GTA 5 you could drive around. I can't afford it, though. It's like $18 billion.
Now, the only other car that would match up with it is the The one from Back to the Future. Oh. I can't even think of what it's called right now.
Oh, the DeLorean.
DeLorean! Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
That didn't make the list. It's not a spy car. It's just not a science car.
It's so crazy cool, though. So crazy cool.
It ran off garbage?
Yeah! Yeah, like, come on now. Save waste.
But Kit, like all spy cars, has smoke screen, oil slicks, and an ejector seat. Hey. I wonder where they got those ideas from.
I wonder if that car's older than this.
No.
Older than... Oh, mine is older.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they probably did get the ideas from Bond.
It had a communication system. Kit had a built... I guess I didn't proofread this too good. Kit had a built-in communication system.
Oh.
Allowing it to stay in touch?
She. It was a she, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
It was a she?
Kit was a girl.
Okay, so allowing her to stay in touch with Michael Knight, David Hasselhoff, and other allies. It even had a medical scanner. It could diagnose and treat injuries.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like what? Like that's.
Yeah, no, Kit was great cool. Yeah, she was really cool.
Still to this day, sick car.
Oh yeah, not a lot of people know that reference though. So I'm.
Yeah, no one does.
I didn't expect you to find that one. Honestly, I completely forgot all about it.
I got like two more sick spy cars. Well, I'll let you continue.
All right. Well, my next one isn't as exciting. It is a Bentley Mark II Continental, and this starred in Thunderball. Bond? What?
I've never heard of that one.
Thunderball?
Thunderball.
It's another old Bond movie.
I've heard of Thunderdome, though. That's a great movie.
But Bond, in the movie, he was working on the car in one of the scenes, and he was swapping the engines. Crazy enough, he did that in real life. He went from a 4.5 to a 4.9 liter. Make it go faster.
Bumping up the horses.
Yeah, see, now in the old Bond movies, he was a legit car person, and he did the accessorizing. But then in the newer Bond movies,
it's just cute.
It was his headquarters would give him the cars with all the accessories. Man. So, like, it started turning from car movie Bond spy to just Bond spy.
It was like the OG Fast and Furious.
Yeah, with less people. Its regular features, though, it produced about 153 horsepower, top speed at 120, which isn't too fast.
I mean, for a big old boat Bentley.
Yeah, it's a big car. It went from 0 to 60 in 12 seconds, though. Like, it would get up and go. It's still faster.
It's faster than a horse.
I was about to say, how fast can your pickup go? 0 to 60.
Faster than that?
No.
Time it.
Go find me a Bentley Mark.
I think a stock one does it in 10.
We'll line it up.
I think a stock one does it in 10.
It had luxurious interior, though. And it had exclusive ownerships. There were only 208 of these vehicles were made. They were very rare and exclusive cars. Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, you got me there. I don't know why you're taking shots at my not spy vehicle.
You taking a shot at my cool spy car.
Okay. 12 seconds, 0 to 60.
That's fast.
It's literally not.
Well, it's not the fastest, but it's still faster than most.
All right, you keep talking. I'm a Google.
Google what? What are you possibly comparing it to?
2020 Toyota Camry 0 to 60 speed.
Swear to God. This was a car. I'm going to find out what year this car was. You being a butthole about it. Wait, can I say that? Now we're both Googling. What year was this car made?
8.2 seconds. The four-cylinder Camry SE.
Nah.
What do you mean, nah? The V6 Camry, 5.8 seconds. It's more than twice as fast.
Joe and the Raven will be back. More to come after these messages.